Welcome to the Arts and Antiques Radio Show with appraiser and art aficionado, Dr. Elizabeth Stewart.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Meet the prime movers of the Santa Barbara art scene and hear the tales of art, books, music, and experiences of great value.
You'll find your fortune falling.
There's no place like Santa Barbara for the arts, where beauty works and thrives. What's valuable to you?
I am thrilled because finally I get to speak to Ari Benjamin Myers, and Kunsthalle for Music is coming, and this is going to be fantastic. Ari's bio, I would have to read it to you for days, but he's a Berlin-based artist and created Kunsthalle for Music. He's in the process of installing this particularly fantastic piece. And again, kudos to Abase, because this is the institutional debut in the United States of the work of Ari Benjamin Myers. RT, who was on the show, the first part of the show, has said, well, is Ari coming? So I said, come on and stay, RT, and help me meet Ari. Ari is living in New York at the moment, but he's here, you know, as I say, working with Abase on this project. Tell us, what are you up to? Are you working hard? Abase's laughing.
We're working pretty hard, yeah. We're working quite hard, I think. RT would also know about it. When you work with, especially with performance, opening a new show is always hard work, you know. But when you work with performers, and especially in my case, where it's all about the performers. Yeah. I mean, it's the show is these seven performers. Then of course it's quite a process. I mean, if you even go back to finding the performers, finding the right, because again, we're not looking for. It's not just a case of finding the best musician or the best performer or dancer, but really someone who's in between, trying to find a kind of performer that in a way barely exists, a kind of musician performer. And this is a process that took months and months, and also for Abase and her whole staff. So as far back as you want to go to do a show like this is of course complex in some ways. Hopefully at the end it's worth it and gives you something you would never otherwise have. And now for the last 2 weeks, of course, we've been, it might sound funny because it's a show at a museum, but we've been rehearsing. We rehearse. We work every day for 8 hours, putting the show together, choreographing the show. It's all live. It's these performers in the space all the time. So it's very intense. It's intense for me. It's intense for Abase and the whole museum to do a show like this. It's intense for the performers. They've also never done anything like this. So we're working quite hard. I keep looking at the today's our last day before the opening. So I'm very happy to be here, but I'm also sort of
nervous.
It's that day right before. Yeah, they're working right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So hello to the ensemble working hard.
Yes. Well, this is just, I just am so excited to cover this because I think Abase's brought something that is so interesting to the community. And this is, when you think of a museum piece, as you said, Ari, it's not something that we're hanging on a wall.
Right.
This is a whole totally different concept of
That's
what
right.
goes into a contemporary art museum. And this is what's so exciting, I think. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That's also the nature. The project is an institutional project. That's why it has this rather a bit of a clunky...
Kunsthalle?
A sort of a Germanic Anglo Kunsthalle for Music. But I chose the name a little bit on purpose to be a bit, a bit clunky. It's an institutional project, and in a way it almost mirrors the fact that it also challenges the institutions that host it. It's not, of course, most... if not all, very few museums are from their inception, created to have something like this. It's not
acoustically and
acoustically,
otherwise,
practically, spatially, infrastructurally. So of course it's a challenge on many levels, but it's also a challenge on a kind of institutional level. It's a challenge to test what is possible today. And I think, you know, a lot of institutions, I mean, Abase can talk about it, even separately from a project like this, they're asking themselves, what is the institution today? What is a museum today? What can it mean? What can it do? Are the functions and the purpose of a museum today in 2019 maybe different than what a museum was in 30, 40 years ago?
So what you were saying, the clunky Kunsthalle.
Kunsthalle for music.
For music. So yeah. Kunsthalle is an art hall, literally.
That's right. It's literally an art hall. It's a German word. It's used sometimes in English as well, but I like it because it suggests a kind of space that a kind of container, you know, what can be held in there. It's not
I
a defined space.
That is so interesting.
Well, I come from the performing arts. I studied music and I spent a long time working in the music world, also as a conductor, and I conducted opera, and I was composing and working in the theater and things like that. And these are great places. I still have great love for the opera house and the theater, but you know, these are very specific places and they have very specific rituals. If you imagine the ritual of going to the theater, you buy a ticket, you have to arrive at a certain time, they take your ticket. If you think about the clapping at the end, it's a lot of ritual and tradition there. Same in the concert hall, same in the opera house, very much so. And these are traditions and structures that have more or less remain unchanged for quite a long time, a few hundred years. And so thinking about when I started to think about what could there be another space for music, the idea of the Kunsthalle, a kind of sort of empty but with potential, a kind of almost a playground in the way Cedric Price described, a kind of... It was very appealing to me, this idea of something that we could fill with something else, and we don't even quite know what it is. It's still becoming. I mean, people will have to come to the show and see for themselves what it could be, but it's constantly changing and mutating, and every different place we go, it becomes something very different, just like here.
The whole idea of ritual, and this is so interesting. Abase, where did you find Ahuri? Where did you find
his
you?
Parents are joining us for his
is that right?
Yes, they're
coming from New York
today.
Yes,
they're coming in from New York, and our colleague Ava has come from Germany, and there's people flying in for him. I heard Ari's work. I didn't know it was Ari, but I heard it through his collaborations with a few other artists that I'm close with, Tino Segal, Andri Sala, Sadan Afif. So I first, and before I moved to Berlin, it was just about the time that his collaborations were in this project called El Tempo del Postino. And so I was like, who is this Ari guy? Guys, can you introduce me to the Ari? And they're like, Ari's a composer. He's like Yale, you know, Juilliard, serious. He's a brainy. You don't, you know. And I was like, no, I want to meet Ari. I will find something to speak to the brainy, you know, master music composer. And so I went to a studio in Kreuzberg and met him, and we had a very, very honest conversation. It's kind of interesting because I think that, you know, to have this talent, you know, to be a composer, a proper, you know, composer, and to have this beautiful talent to like compose, you have to have a certain amount of ego and self-confidence. And as a proper, you know, composer and artist, he has that. But he also has tremendous compassion, which very much comes through because these seven ensemble members, particularly six of them that are from our local
they're community.
Local. They're from our community. And we selected them. They graduated from schools and studied music and composition or music, and they never thought that they would be in a museum show. And it's been so beautiful to watch them. Like, every day is joy. I mean, yes, the challenges, I could name them. It is really challenging for an institution of our size in particular to absorb the work, but to see them working with them and to hear the music, because this is literally 4 hours of music 5 days a week and a half an hour before during warm-up where you see them warming up and their cool down. So it's 5 hours of music every day that the museum is open, and this is quite something, and it's really joyous. It's very joyous. It brings happiness. I really encourage everyone in Santa Barbara, thanks to Suzanne Klein and Jacqueline Klein Brown, my board president, who came my first interview with you. The entrance is free. They sponsored it so that everybody has an opportunity to experience this amazing kind of life-changing moment where you're in front of young people hearing music. It just puts you in a happy place.
Richard's given us a sign we got to go to quick break. I'm literally, RT, getting chills. You know, the idea of this, idea of container, idea of functionality, idea of institution, and what the questions that you and I have been asking of a museum for the whole time I've known you, these are all just coming into our community in a big way. Ari, we have you to thank for that, and Abhishek too. Let's just take a quick break, and then I want Ari to describe a little bit about the works that he has... I guess, do you say mounted? Do you say
composed?
Composed, orchestrated, arranged.
I was thinking of mounted because this is sort
you
of...
You could also say that.
We say in ballet, you mount something on the
mount
come
something.
Dance.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about that when we get back from the break. Don't turn that down. Honored to be here with Ari Benjamin Myers and his new work for the Contemporary Art Museum, Kunsthalle für Musik.
Remembering the people of September 11th, the impact they had on the people around them, and the lives that they lived.
Lisa J. Raines, 42, Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the Washington, D.C. office of a biotechnology firm. She was from Great Falls, Virginia, and was married to Stephen Push. She worked with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on developing a new policy governing cellular therapies. She also worked on other major health care legislation.
To share your thoughts with the family and friends of the victims of September 11, 2001, go to www.september11victims.com. That's www.september11victims.com.
They are gone, never forgotten.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm talking with Ari Benjamin Myers, who is a musician and multifaceted, a talented artist. I mean, what else can I say? And Abhishek Miravalli, who's the executive director and chief curator for this particular installation, of course, with our contemporary museum. And Ari, tell us the process.
The process.
Yeah, we're talking about you making something.
Well, this
like
is
this.
I can. This is a very particular kind of work, and I think it's interesting and maybe important to say that it is a work. It's a kind of maybe even in the tradition of artist made museums and that kind of thing, where on one hand it's an institution, or it's sort of masquerading a bit as an institution. It's using the language of an institution, the idea of a takeover. And on the other hand...
I love it.
Yeah. And on the other hand, though, it's very much an artistic work. When you enter into it, you're also entering into a kind of total artwork that includes the space, the performers, what they're doing, what you're hearing. And for me, the big, let's say, a big shift with this work... was imagining really this idea of this institution, this Kunsthalle für Musik, and imagining myself, I would never call myself a curator, but imagining how could I compose a show like this, where it's beyond a show of just my own work, which of course I also have, and I have different works, but this was very much about bringing in a kind of history something about the situation of contemporary music also, which has a very kind of, I won't maybe get into all of that now, but it has a peculiar history. And contemporary music has, if you compare it a little bit to contemporary dance, contemporary art, contemporary music has a very different position.
I understand.
And there's all sorts of reasons for that, which we could, it's almost maybe another program. But I was very interested in exploring that, and also exploring the idea of what is a musician. We have different kinds of musicians. Could a dancer also be a musician?
Yeah.
Could we have, on the other side, could we work with musicians and make them into, maybe not into dancers, but to imagine what it means to be a performing, to be a performer, and I'm using air quotes here, but not just a musician, but being in space, moving in space.
Yes.
So it's
aren't sound waves movement in space?
Sound waves are moving in space. They absolutely are, and they're very physical. You know,
and you're doing Marcel Duchamp. You're doing Charles Ives, Philip Glass.
And Christian, but also together. From the art side, Christian Marclay, Yoko Ono. So there's also Henri Sala. You know, there's also asking visual artists to contribute work. So it's really also expanding the idea even of what do we consider to be part of the canon of contemporary music.
I would say, can you just finish the hour and tell us where we can find tickets and how we can come and see?
So it opens tomorrow, Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. There's a special two-hour performance of the four-hour work that will be on view every Wednesday through Sunday at the Museum of Contemporary Art Santa Barbara. Admission is free thanks to the generous sponsorship of Suzanne Klein and Jacqueline Klein Brown. We've got to do a shout out to our Mika, Nigel, Garrett,
Booker,
Pauline, Marta.
Who's Marlene?
The performers. Pauline.
Thank you, Ari, for coming. Thank you, Alice.